Sports now, cycling at the Tour de France. After six stages, favorite Lance Armstrong is well within striking distance of the leaders and ahead of his main rivals.
Among them, Jan Ullrich. He beat Armstrong in the 2000 Olympics and won the Tour de France in 1997. But he's been a runner-up to Armstrong in the Tour three times. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris has this profile.
Freckle-faced Jan Ullrich is often called the motor of professional bike racing. Colleagues and observers say the 31-year-old has the physique and the power to win anything. But he doesn't keep his motor tuned up all year. American John Vaughters, a former cycling pro, remembers racing against an overweight and out-of-shape Ullrich 4 years ago.
Jan at that race was pretty much close to last place the entire event. He was minutes and hours and years behind everyone else. You could hear him breathing, you know, up every single little hill in the whole race and just seemed to be in terrible trouble. And I remember thinking to myself, geez, you know, this is only 6 weeks from the Tour de France. This guy is, there's no way he's going to make it to the Tour de France in shape. And he ended up getting second in the Tour de France that year.
Second to Lance Armstrong, the American champion who came back after cancer to win five Tour de France races in a row. Armstrong's coach Chris Carmichael says Armstrong's fight for his life made him much more disciplined.
They're definitely two different personalities. You know, Jan is content to just kind of build up slowly. He doesn't feel like he needs to test himself. And he feels like he can just show up, you know, perfectly ready to go for the Tour de France. Whereas Lance, you know, he's such a fierce competitor. Whether it's February or July, if he's in a race, he doesn't want to lose. He wants to win, regardless of what that race is.
The most important race in cycling is the Tour de France.
This is an absolutely incredible ride, and over terrain...
Last year, Ullrich won one leg of the Tour, a 47-kilometer time trial.
Jan Ullrich comes to the line inside 1 hour for 47 kilometers.
He told the Outdoor Life Network he hadn't thought he could win it.
I'm very lucky for this day. I win the stage, and I'm back.
Armstrong came in second on that particular stage. But the real face-off came 3 days later. Armstrong was ahead of Ullrich and another rider racing up a mountain. Suddenly, Armstrong crashed.
What has happened there? He must have hit somebody in the audience.
Ullrich didn't get caught in the fall. A few minutes later, TV cameras showed him in the lead.
Ullrich is now in first place. I can't believe he will take advantage of this. He's looking over his shoulders. He knows there's a possibility of winning the Tour de France right now, but he's not sure what's happening.
There's still debate about what happened next. Did Ullrich slow down on his own, or only after a former Armstrong teammate reminded him race etiquette called for that? Armstrong has raised doubts about Ulrich's intentions. Andreas Burkhardt, who covers cycling for the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, believes Armstrong did that as a psychological tool.
These little needles are surely a kind of strategy to keep up the competition, to show he is the champion. And Jan doesn't really admit that it bothers him, though actually it does annoy him, but not to the point that he can draw motivation from it.
Ullrich's motivation is hard to pin down, even for close observers of his career. He started training as a preteen in the state-run sports system of the former East Germany. He was kicked off the prestigious Deutsche Telekom team in 2002 after failing a drug test. Ullrich said he took ecstasy at a disco. Sebastian Moll wrote The Duel, a book about Ullrich and Armstrong. He says Ullrich losing the telecom contract and being forced to find his own team was a good thing because it took Ullrich outside a protective umbrella for the first time in his career.
You did see a completely different Jan Ullrich during the 2003 Tour de France when he was doing his own thing, when he was not just the best cyclist, but actually the leader and the captain of his team, when he had sort of taken control of his own destiny successfully. So you did encounter a much more confident, much more open Jan Ullrich.
Ullrich lost the Tour de France to Armstrong by just 61 seconds last year. Still, so many second places have led some people to debate whether Ullrich is a champion or a loser. Co-author of The Duel, Alexander Heflink, has no doubts.
I think that he is a champion, but to be a great champion, he must win the Tour de France this year against Lance Armstrong.
There are other cyclists competing this year who could beat Armstrong, Ullrich, or perhaps both. But between those two, personality may be the deciding factor. John Vaughters, the former pro who has ridden on Armstrong's team and later against both, says this: Ulrich wants to win, but Armstrong needs to. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.